Hansel-Ann Radio.
There it is. Great stuff for the national anthem here as we get set for our boys' contest tonight, the Wildcats and the Redhawks. Thank you so much again for tuning in. Tonight's game brought to you by Rainbow Communications. Find them at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in northeast Kansas. Packed house here in the gymnasium and a part of the broadcast as well. The Redhawks at 3-13, going up against the Wildcats at 10-6. Redhawks are starting Ashton Rocky, Malachi Isaac, Cameron Boswell, Caden Morton, and David Keogh. Wildcats counter on their home floor. Kobe Black, Tyson Snyder, Ashton Schrick, Parker Crouch, and Matt Lears. Wildcats, 10 wins, 6 losses, 8-2 in conference play. They have won back-to-back games since a brief quest on Tuesday and then last Friday at Nemaha Central, an overtime win, 50-49. Redhawks, they have lost 4 straight. They got beat by Riverside on a Tuesday night, 59-37. That was first Big 7 league win of the season. And then last Friday, losers at home to Perry LeCompton, 57-42. The road blue uniforms for Hiawatha. They'll go from left to right here in the first half. Wildcats, the home whites, they will counter from right to left.
Holton's coming off their best 3 halves of basketball of the season. They played, you know, for the Nemaha Valley or Nemaha Central game. First half was subpar, but boy, since then they've played with a different, lot more bounce in their step, a lot more energy. And if they get off that good start, they should take control of this game early. But the thing about, you know, Hiawatha and Gary Smith's team is they're going to compete. He's going to have you scouted. He's going to give himself a chance. And, he may be outmanned, but, he'll find a way to get his team to play the best of their ability and get himself X's and O's that he's concocted.
Well, the Hiawatha girls won the first game tonight, 49-33. So a win for the Redhawks would give them a sweep, but it'll be a tall order. This Wildcats team, one of the best in the Big 7, number 2 in the standings, and Snyder winning the tip with the athleticism there. And the Wildcats, the first possession of the game going from right to left, and we are off and running. Here's Parker Crouch, right side in the corner. Snyder kind of cuts through there, now gets it there in the right corner. He is guarded there by Caden Morton. Up top to Matt Lears. Left side pass to Crouch, who cut through the lane. Back to Snyder, the leading scorer in the Big 7 at just under 20 a game. Now here's Black at the free throw line, kicks it left. Up top it goes to Snyder. 30 seconds in, no score. Snyder backs up, dumps it down. Kobe Black, layup is good. Nice feed from Snyder. Kobe Black, the first bucket, and the Wildcats out to a 2-0 lead.
Got a quick high screen roll, and of course you're going to go with Tyson Snyder, but Matt Lears with a steal going the other way.
Lears gets it off, and the layup in transition. How about that? A little 1-2 to Ashton Schrick, who's on the board, and a 4-0 Wildcats start. Defense into offense, and the Wildcats as good as any in the Big 7 this season. Isaac up top to on the wing. They'll reset up top here with Ashton Rocky, the lone returning starter. Again, this is a Redhawks team that dealt with a lot of injuries during the football season, had some guys out, and really kind of affected their squad from top to bottom. They certainly compete hard. Here's Boswell, one of the better shooters, kicking it left. Rocky, a decent look for 3. It's an air ball, and Tyson Snyder, the rebound for the Wildcats. Up the floor quickly. Crouch had it knocked away. Good defense from behind. Malachi Isaac poking that one away. So we settle back here in the front court for the Wildcats, out to a 4-0 lead at 1:29 played in this opening quarter.
Well, I'm sure Coach Tate's excited. You know, first 2 shots at the rim were both in the paint. That's got to set the tone for the rest of the ball game. Kobe Black makes a move.
And they get a foul on the floor. So an emphasis to get it to Kobe Black inside on a couple possessions here is the Hiawatha foul against Boswell. First foul on either side, so it's on the floor. Lears to throw it in, left side of his own backboard. Looking inside, Schrick not there, and threw it into the backcourt, but Crouch able to run it down. Reset. Now Lears, left side on the wing. Nice little hesitation, but cut off. Now back to Black up top. Crouch swings it right side to Schrick in the corner. puts it on the dribble, baseline drive over Isaac, and the floater is good. And two early buckets and 4 points for Ashton Schrick. 6-0 start for the Wildcats.
Elevated his game a lot here the last couple weeks and been more of a factor on offense.
Well, Boswell will try to answer with a three, misfiring short, rebound for Schrick, and here comes the Wildcats out to a 6-0 advantage here in the first quarter. And Lear's had it knocked away from behind, and Isaac comes away with a steal. The Redhawks pushing the tempo up top to Rocky. Back left side, Boswell again fires, short for a second time, and now Snyder gets out in transition! Oh, and he misses the two-handed dunk, and he gets called for a technical foul for hanging on the rim. What a sequence of events that was.
I'm not sure how he missed it, and I don't know if he thought somebody was underneath him and trying not to come down on him or what. He had a guy step for step there with him all the way, and he says, my bad.
It's really hard when your momentum is taking you when you grab the rim. It's just by instinct you hold on maybe a second longer just so you can gather yourself and not land on your backside. So and that was a pretty quick trigger by the official. He was not hesitant to blow the whistle and call the technical foul. So ultimately free throws are coming up here for Cameron Boswell and trying to get Hiawatha on the board. It's a 6-0 start for the Wildcats, 5:36 left in this opening quarter. But a missed two-handed dunk in transition. And Snyder called for the technical foul for hanging on the rim. So Boswell will get a chance at the line. 69.2% at the stripe this season. First one pure. And the Redhawks are on the board.
I think this kid plays basketball about 365 days a year. I know he spends a lot of time in the summer offseason. He's gotten great exposure, traveling to some pretty big and elite-type camps. And still 2 years left in high school. This Cameron Boswell kid going to be real special.
Well, he's already hit more than 40 threes this year. He had 18 points and four triples in the first meeting against Holton back in December. They're going to need something like that from him. They want to try to pull out a win here tonight. But a 6-2 lead for the Wildcats. Redhawks with the basketball after those technical free throws. Schrick knocks it into the backcourt, but Boswell chasing it down. That was now put into the corner. Now Boswell gets it back right side, dives, and a pass might have been knocked away out of bounds. Looking for Morton. They will say a last touch by the Wildcats. 5:17 to go in the quarter. 6-2 start for the Wildcats, who are undefeated on their home floor this year at 4-0. Here's Morton at the elbow on the inbounds. Turns, cut off there by Black. Now Boswell a drive, a little off balance, missing the layup and a rebound for Kobe Black. Wildcats get it up the floor quickly with Schrick in the corner. Backs it out there. Closed out by Isaac. Up top it goes to Kobe Black. Right side it goes to Lears. Started by Rocky. This is Crouch. Crouch pretty good golfer as well. Now Schrick over inside to Black. Layup good and the foul. Too strong there. The muscle by Kobe Black. Four and a chance for one more. The lead now 8-2.
Really nice pass by Schrick. Golden. He seems like a different player tonight. He missed a game earlier this week. This is a little different Kobe Black than we've seen this season calling games on the Holton channel. He seems locked in and loaded.
He does. He's got an aggression to him that we haven't seen. And he hits the free throw, the old-fashioned three-point play, but hard cut. You know, that was the thing. They ran a little flex action, ball reverse, and he made a great hard cut off the screen and got an easy bucket.
Redhawks with the basketball trailing 9-2, not quite to the halfway point of the opening quarter. Here is Ashton Rocky, left side in the corner. Now Isaac caught in the short corner right, but gets it back up top. Now Isaac again off to Boswell. Right side, this is Keogh. Thought about a three, threw it into the backcourt. Nobody was home. And Schrick now can run out, lay it in. Two-point bucket for Schrick, who now has six, and a timeout for Hiawatha. It is a 30. We'll keep it right here. Timeouts are brought to you by Schlegel's homegrown popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn. The perfect timeout snack. 11-2 the start here for the Wildcats. How about six for Ashton Schrick, who came into the game averaging 4 points a game. And then Kobe Black, who came in averaging five a game, already his number at five as well. So those two leading the charge for the Wildcats out to a nine-point lead.
Ashton has an assist and a steal as well. But here's a guy that maybe can help Hiawatha. One of their football injuries this year was Brant Barnhill. This is only the second varsity game he's been able to play all year. The first one was earlier this week on Tuesday. So just coming back from that injury, trying to give the Hawks a spark here as a senior late this season.
Yeah, just lucky able to come back and have a chance to play here down the home stretch. Brant Barnhill, the guy they really would have liked to have had at the beginning of the year, but in suffering a football injury that's kept him out for quite some time. So let's see if he has a spark here as the Redhawks have the ball out of the timeout in the front court, trailing 11-2, about the halfway point of this opening quarter. Here's Rocky, spins in the lane, and a little floater is too strong. Another rebound this time for Schrick. And here is Snyder up the floor, caught on the block, turns off the window, missing, and fighting for the rebound. It's out of bounds. And waiting for the call. I think last touch by the Redhawks, so the Wildcats will keep it. Good hustle there by Crouch. And Keogh back into the game real quickly for Hiawatha. Malachi Isaac will get a breather. So a little bit taller of a lineup here for the Redhawks.
Well, if I'm Coach Tate, I'm ecstatic with this start because here's Parker Crouch off the glass. But all seven field goals have come within 5 feet of the rim.
Yeah.
That's all the paint, scoring in the paint, that's going to do nothing but open up the perimeter here shortly.
Well, it looked like Crouch was unmarked, and now an offensive foul here against Ashton Rocky pushing off. And what a start here for Ashton Schrick. 6 points, couple of boards, a steal and assist, and now takes an offensive charge.
Kid ate his Wheaties today.
He did.
Sheesh. He's going to come out and get a little breather, but that was a pretty phenomenal four-and-a-half-minute highlight reel there for Ashton Schrick.
Down to 3.5 to go in this first quarter. 13-2, the Wildcats in control. Here is Black, who's off to a good start. Hands it off to Dillon, who has just checked into the game for the Wildcats. Snyder's been a little quiet, has not scored. He had the missed dunk and the technical foul. Big 7's leading scorer so far this year at 20 a game. Has it left side up top to Lears. Right now the Redhawks going zone defense here. Perimeter passing continues as they're looking for Crouch inside, but on the backside of him is Keogh. Now Dillon, another touch, right side on the wing. Looking left, now Crouch towards the corner, back to Dillon. Here is Lears, under 3 minutes to go in the quarter, 13-2. The Wildcats lead it. Here's Crouch, gets a touch on the block, kicks to Lears, sets for three, short. And fighting for the rebound is Keogh and Snyder picks up the foul going over the back. So quickly, two fouls on Tyson Snyder.
Yep, he's going to have to be careful. And looks like may come out.
As another sub is into the game here for Hiawatha, as Kobe Black will take a seat. So they keep Snyder on the floor despite the two fouls. Still two and change to go in this first. And now we've had a couple lights flicker here and a stoppage of play. Well, looks like they came right back on.
Somebody bumped.
Somebody hit a light switch up on the track.
Corbin Wilson is checked into the game for the Wildcat.
No.
Boswell has it into the corner. This is Barnhill. And throws it away as Lears comes away with a steal. Four turnovers for Hiawatha. Lears kind of caught a little bit, dancing around, able to stop it. Now Snyder gets to the elbow. Hot steps inside, lost it, picks it back up. Layup is good. Kind of a lucky bounce there for Tyson Snyder, but nonetheless, he's on the board. And a 15-2 advantage right now for the Wildcats. It now 2:05 to go in this opening quarter. Here's Boswell up top, right side to Keogh, puts it on the dribble. Left side to Rocky. Now Barnhill will fire a three. This one a little strong. Snyder the rebound. Sam Miller into the game now for the Wildcats. As Snyder brings it into the front court. He pulls for three. This one a little strong and a rebound for Hiawatha. Rocky into the front court, picks it up prematurely. Now Keogh steps on the right wing and is called for a travel. And kind of thought about maybe stepping into a three, but kind of had a double hop step there and a turnover. Snyder comes out. Schrick is back in. Now 1:38 to go in the quarter. It's been all Wildcats to this point. 15-2 their lead.
But yet they're what, 0-for-3 from 3-point line?
Oh, yeah.
All of their buckets coming in the paint and right around the rim. Here is Schrick high left. Redhawks still in his own defense. Nice touch pass. Now a three by Dillon. Not there. And a rebound for Hiawatha. So just a very slow start offensively for the Redhawks. Barnhill, touch pass to Rocky. Left side, Boswell, Craig Trigger on the three, and he got it. Cameron Boswell, one of the best in this league at three-point shooting. Now 42 made triples on the year. It's 15-5.
This zone, Hiawatha has jumped into is slow holding down. They haven't got the looks that they got early. Parker Crouch, muscle.
Yeah, that's a little hustle and muscle for Parker Crouch now with a couple baskets with 4 points. 17-5, Boswell inside to Morton, a whistle and a foul. And this will be the third team foul against the Wildcats. This one on Crouch is first. 17-5, the Wildcats in front as Kobe Black checks back in. Crouch, good minutes for him to start. He'll get a breather. 45 seconds for the Redhawks to work. Morton gets it on the inbounds up top to Rocky. They set up Boswell in the corner. Got it again. They do not get behind the screen, or you don't want to get behind the screens on Boswell. Back-to-back triples, and all of a sudden a 9-point game at 17-8.
Boy, what a mistake. How can you lose that kid?
43 made threes on the year. Hits it at about a 40% clip and only a sophomore. Made more than 20 threes during his freshman year. And he has all eight for Hiawatha. The Wildcats are looking to play for the final shot. Down to 10 seconds. Here is Lears. Now into the corner with Dillon. Touch pass inside. Miller got it to go on the block. Sam Miller with the basket, 19-8. Here's a heave by Rocky, and he nearly banked it in from beyond midcourt.
Close. Rattled the rim in the backboard.
A 19-8 start, an emphatic finish regardless, and the Wildcats out to a 19-8 lead. We'll step aside in the second quarter. Coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Medical Pharmacy in Houlton is committed to providing fast and friendly hometown service, staffed with experienced and personal pharmacists that treat you like a friend and take the time to answer your questions. With additional downtown locations at the Onega Pharmacy and West Farm in Westmoreland, as well as Tallgrass in Topeka, they have your convenience in mind and are proud to be local pharmacists that you can trust and feel good about. And because of their growth, you get more insurance, Medicare, and copay options, caring beyond just prescriptions in Onega, Westmoreland, Topeka, and Medical Pharmacy. Next to the hospital in Houlton.
It's a new year and the perfect time to open a new account at GN Bank in Hiawatha, Horton, Wetmore, and Houlton. Our staff will make it easy to transfer your direct deposits and payments. You'll enjoy using GN Bank's mobile banking app, our secure internet banking and bill pay, and e-statements, person-to-person payments, debit cards, and more. Our fast and easy loan application process means you'll find GN Bank is the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
A 19-8 start for the Wildcats on their home floor, leading Hiawatha as we start the second quarter. Into the front court with Rocky. Boswell gets it around to Curl, hands it off to Isaac between the rings. Now left side to Boswell. Boswell, all 8 points here so far for the Redhawks on offense. Has a couple of threes as well. Gets it off to Isaac on the wing. Now Rocky in the corner. Dribbles back to the point. They'll reset. Wildcats, tough man-to-man here on this possession. Isaac gets it short corner right. Caught. Gets it back out. Rocky now on the wing. Back to Isaac. Isaac now works it to the elbow. Picks it up. Had it knocked away. And Schrick is bumped and I think fouled. And Isaac will pick it up his first. And another hustle play there by Ashton Schrick, who's off to a great start.
No foul. Just out of bounds.
Oh, just out of bounds. Correction.
Just out of bounds.
Okay, so no foul there on Isaac. Just good hustle on both parts. The Wildcats get it back after the sixth turnover by the Redhawks here in the first half. Still a zone here. 2-3 variety for Hiawatha as Lears had it up top. Now Black in the corner.
It was a 3-2 zone,
right? I was say, they went
Holt was getting baskets close to the bucket, so they went 2-3.
Yep. And I, you know, that here, both coaches, this is the chess match you get into with Big 7 specialties. Okay, Holt came out man-to-man out of quarter, and Hiawatha switched defenses as well.
Dillon inside. This is Miller. Back to Schrick. Dillon in the corner. Now Miller using his size. Layup good with the right hand. Little drop step there for Sam Miller, who now has four.
Everybody that doesn't normally score a lot for Holton is getting points early here tonight.
Makes it 21-8, and we get a whistle and a foul as Isaac worked it into the front court, and they get Dillon for the blocking foul. That's his first, and team foul number four.
I think Miller, Schrick, and Black for Holton, I think three of those guys have already scored more in the first 10 minutes of this game than they average in a game
no
for the
question.
Season.
Well, Sam Miller's done a great job of feeling pressure and going the other way both times. He found out where the defense was, went the other way, and got easy buckets right in the first quarter and here to start the second quarter.
Here is Morton up top again. The Wildcats very heavy with this man-to-man defense, keeping everything around the perimeter. It's tough right now for Hiawatha to get much inside the paint. Here's Isaac up top to Morton. Now Key right side on the wing. They want to set it up for Boswell. Another trick steal. And he pushes it up into the front court here with Lears, taking some body, missing the layup. Miller gets the rebound and going up. I think they're going to call a foul on the floor. But another hustle play by a reserve, this time Sam Miller with an offensive rebound. And they get Morton with his first foul. Team foul number four for the Redhawks as Tyson Snyder checks back in for the Wildcats. At 6:10 to go until halftime, leading 21-8 are the Wildcats, and they got the ball here underneath their own bucket. This is Lears to throw it in, looking left, and kind of a no-look pass into the corner. Schrick fires. It's an air ball, and they're going to let it go out of bounds. It was last touch. Hiawatha couldn't handle the rebound, and we'll see for the fifth time this year for Hiawatha, Cooper Jacobson, a 6'1 junior, and we're also going to see another sub into the game for Hiawatha as well, as both teams diving a little bit deeper into the reserves. And now a three for Lears in the corner is good. He buried it. And Matt Lears a little bit of a fade as he knocks in the first Wildcats three tonight, and it's 24-8. And now a three on the other end is good for Hiawatha. Believe. And on the bench, Junior Wawasik made it 24-11. Lears has it, reversing it right side. This is Schrick in the corner, backs it out to the wing. We've played 2.5 minutes in the second quarter, a 13-point Wildcats lead. Lears, left side, faking, now going that way. This is Snyder on the wing. A little no-look, Miller, turn, fades, a little strong, battling for it, ripped away. Up the court, here is Boswell, dives in there, throws one up, no good, and off the fingertips of Lears and Miller out of bounds, and the Redhawks will keep it. So we got 5:09 to go here in this quarter. It's a 24-11 lead right now. Here's Ashton Rocky, a little floater, no good. Rebound for Snyder. Snyder wants to push the tempo. Dillon backs it out, and Snyder has it. Here's Dillon in the corner, bouncing it inside. This is Crouch trying to work the post game. Block shot by Keough, and chasing it down in the corner is Jacobson. And Keough gets it into the front court. Redhawks down 24-11 at 4:40 to go in this first half. Boswell curls around the arc, gets it up top to Keough, now to Rocky. The Wildcats still man-to-man defense. Black went for a steal, had it knocked away, and a whistle and a foul.
That's three on Tyson Snyder, I believe.
That is the third foul on Snyder, and he has to come out. So Lears will come back in. Snyder, the leading scorer in the Big 12, just 2 points in this first half. Yet his team is up 24-11. Hiawatha with the basketball. Rocky with it in the corner. The Redhawks this year averaging 39.6 points per game. They have certainly struggled at times on offense. Here is Keough, left side on the wing. And back up top to Rocky. So a reset here. Pretty lengthy possession here for the Redhawks. 4 minutes down and four to go in this second quarter, trailing here at Holton 24-11. And now a pass inside looking for Keough, and it's taken away.
Great defense by Parker Krauss. Got around the post player, got the deflection. Holton gets the steal.
So into the front court, here is Lears. Now Dillon, a little pull-up, missing it in and out, no good. Fighting for the rebound is crouching Keough, and it gets knocked into the corner, and the Redhawks have the rebound. Here is Boswell. Jump pass, Keough, one hand, puts it up and in, and the foul much needed there for the Redhawks, and an and one for David Keough. The foul on Kobe Black, his first, team foul number six, makes it 24-13, 3:26 to go in the half. Hiawatha hanging around, Keough makes the free throw and capitalizes on the three-point play. Now I think we get another whistle and another timeout. This will be A timeout called by Hiawatha. It's a full, so we'll follow suit. 3:26 left until halftime. Holton 24, Hiawatha 14. Back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Snow are nice to see, but not when you're behind the wheel. If winter strikes your vehicle, trust the fender mender in Everest. Lawrence and crew are the experienced professionals. Perfect paint and all auto body repairs. That's the fender mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
.326 to go until halftime. Got a full house on hand inside the gym and part of the broadcast as well. The Wildcats of Holton leading it 24-14 against Hiawatha. Wildcats out of the timeout with the basketball. Wildcats led 19-8 at the end of the first quarter. Leading right now 24-14. 3:26 left to go. As Lears will bring it up the floor, casual from right to left, across midcourt, right side pass it goes. This is Schrick, who's had a good first half. Now Black in the corner, holds it at the hip, now Lears at the elbow, fires it left, and Dillon was cutting, and Lears thought it was going to be on the wing, but a turnover nonetheless for the Wildcats, just their second of the ball game so far.
It kind of feels like Hiawatha's got some momentum right now. They haven't had a huge run on scoring, but here's a possibility with
Boswell gets it inside, and Keogh gets a look for three. A little bit strong, tipped around underneath. Out of bounds it goes, and back to the Wildcats.
Oh, the chance. Boswell realized how wide open it was there.
You and I could have made that shot.
So nonetheless, a pretty quick possession there. Coming up empty there for the Redhawks, and now Lears back up the floor from right to left. Into the front court, across midcourt. Now down against the double team. Gets it off to Schrick. Stops on the wing. Picks it up there. Back up top, it goes to Lears. 24-14 our score. Wildcats with the lead and the ball. Schrick on the wing. Still a zone defense here as they find it to Black in the corner. Up top to Lears. Now they reverse it near side. And Schrick not using the dribble, trying to direct traffic here. Not much movement on this possession for the Wildcats. As Lears now will drive in. Thought about pulling. Now fades and pulls. Oh, a difficult shot. Away, Jay from 15 is good. He's got five.
Sometimes he's better at the more difficult shots than he is.
That's true statement.
Makes it 26-14 at 2:10 to go until half. Hiawatha with it. Set it up for Morton here. Drives inside. Turns at the free throw line. Now this is Keogh at the point. Works it left. Hands it off to Rocky. Bouncing it back up. This is Ethan Morton who hit a three earlier in the quarter. Now Boswell tries. And again, it's Cameron Boswell from downtown. Three threes and 11 points, and keeping Hiawatha in it here in the first half, now 26-17 at under 2 minutes to go. Here is Schrick left side. They don't close. He'll fire. Off the rim, no good. A rebound for Morton. Wants to push the tempo down the middle here for the Redhawks. Nice pass to Keogh on the block. Shot is up and good. David Keogh now with five, and just like that, a seven-point game at 26-19 at under 1.5 minutes to go until halftime.
Hiawatha's kind of weathered the storm and coming back on their own with some pretty good shooting right now.
That younger Morton kid's been a big lift, too, off the bench. He's energy.
You know, and he has the ability to get downhill, get in the paint, and kick it out, too.
Right now a seven-point lead for the Wildcats. They're certainly taking some time here, but open for three. No rebound for Brant Barnhill. And now Hiawatha another chance. Speaking of Morton, a little pull-up. Oh, it's an air ball. Rebound for Kobe Black. And now Holton can push with 50 seconds to go in the quarter.
Holton settling for three-point perimeter shots now, gotten away from what had him out to a 17-2 lead.
And now an offensive foul against Ethan Morton into the front court, and that's Lears taking the brunt of that heat. And another turnover. And with 44 seconds to go until halftime, Wildcats will get it back.
Wasn't it like 17-2? What was the big lead out of the gate in the first 5 minutes or so? Maybe not quite that, but pretty close.
It was 13-2.
Okay.
I know it was 13, and I think maybe Hiawatha scraped a bucket out after that.
since that point, Hiawatha's played better than Holton in this game.
So let's see what the Wildcats want to do. We're under 40 seconds to go in the half, and this is Braden Peek who's checked into the game. And the Wildcats here, final 30 seconds. Now Lears has it towards the corner right. And a long pass, Schrick, a little pull-up. Jay, it's nothing but net. Ashton Schrick, 8 first-half points. It's 28-19 with 20 seconds to go. Here's Boswell. Gets in the lane, kicks it. Ethan Morton, a 3. That is short. Rebound for Schrick. And now 10 seconds here for the Wildcats. Can get it back to a double-digit lead if they can get a bucket. Inside to Black, 5 seconds. Lost it. Lears at the point. Throws one up, double teamed, it's an air ball out of bounds, and that takes us to the end of the first half. So the Wildcats jumped out to an early double-digit lead, but the Redhawks fought back and had a good second quarter. Nonetheless, the Wildcats lead it 28-19 at the break. Our halftime brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on K-16. If you want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16. 28-19, Holton at the half. We'll have more after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
I don't understand why these people at Wilson Tire don't charge more. Frankly, it's insulting. I'm a person who believes wholeheartedly that if you want a good set of tires and excellent service, you should pay through the nose. The idea that these Wilson boys installed a fantastic set of tires for less than I pay for an average set of tires someplace else is mind-boggling. I tried to pay a higher price, but they said no, and then proceeded to tell me that I get free tire rotation for life. What is the reason for buying something if you can't brag about how expensive it was? If you want to pay more, don't go to Wilson Tire.
Great tires, low prices, and good, honest, amazing service. 785-362-TIRE.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters, the right agent with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing support and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
Rainbow Fiber Internet Construction has started for the Bromley Park, Jackson Park, and Mount St. Scholastica Fiberhoods. These three fiberhoods comprise over 20.4 miles of fiber and serve 626 residents and business locations. To learn if your home is in a Rainbow Fiber service area or if it is coming soon, visit the website fiber.rainbowtel.net. Now is the time to submit your information for fast, reliable fiber internet at fiber.rainbowtel.net.
KNZA.
Halftime once again brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. As our boys game right now featuring Holton and Hiawatha. Wildcats in front, 28-19. Full house, Brandon Collin, Justin John, Cameron, and Eli with you. Appreciate everyone out there. Our sponsors and boosters always making our broadcast possible. But in our halftime score, Holton 28 and Hiawatha 19. Holton jumped out to a 19-8 lead at the end of the first quarter. Hiawatha outscored the Wildcats in quarter number two, again by 9 at the half. Let's go through the scoring in the first quarter. Led the Wildcats. He had 8 points, 5 apiece from Kobe Black and Matt Lears. They got 4 apiece from Parker Crouch and Sam Miller, and also 2 points from Tyson Snyder, which, again, a surprise. The leading scorer in the Big 7 at nearly 20 a game. Held to just 2 in the first half, yet his team still up 28-19. The Redhawks led by Cameron Boswell, 11 points, 11 of the 19. He had a couple of threes in that second quarter. They also got 3 points from Ethan Morton, and then 5 points from David Keough. Red Hawks had 9 turnovers, 7 rebounds. They were 3 of 3 at the line, and they hit 2 threes. Now for the Wildcats, they had 3 turnovers, 10 rebounds. They hit 1 triple and hit their lone free throw attempt. Again, the Wildcats leading it 28-19 at the half. We'll step aside another timeout. Back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
State Farm, this is Andrea.
Yeah, what if I get into an accident in, say, Accident, Arkansas?
Anywhere in the U.S., State Farm has you covered.
I do something clumsy in Clutzville? I get dinged in Denton?
North Carolina or Texas?
Both.
Then we'll send 2 trucks.
Well played.
State Farm handles more claims than any other company. Over 35,000 per day. Get to a better state. State Farm.
In Houlton, contact Gus Juarez at 364-3890 on Highway 75 in Houlton. For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Houlton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Houlton. They're open 7 days a week. For call in, carry out, or eat in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Houlton appreciates your local support.
Attention healthcare workers, is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Houlton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in 2 locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Houlton. Our family caring for yours.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
KNZA.
Boys game at the half. Houlton leading Hiawatha 28-19. Ashton Trick leading the charge. 8 points for the Wildcats, leading the way. 11 for Cam Boswell, keeping the Redhawks in this game. But certainly we saw Houlton get out to a really good start, but Hiawatha really kind of changed some things up. They switched from a 3-2 to a 2-3. Seemed to cause the Wildcats some problems in that second quarter offensively. But, again, Boswell doing everything he can to try to keep his team in the ballgame.
Yeah, and a pretty good job by Hiawatha after falling down early by such a large margin, just to kind of stay within themselves and find their leading score, get him some shots, kind of got the team going. And felt like once they shifted to that 2-3 zone, that's where their success began, because Houlton was getting so many baskets right underneath the goal there early on to kind of build their lead. And once Hiawatha switched to a different zone defense, they kind of shut that down. And felt like Hiawatha, as that first half went on, got more and more momentum. So Houlton getting some unlikely scoring sources tonight. I think that's the biggest thing for the Wildcats. You talk about Tyson Snyder only having a couple points, but when guys like Ashton Trick come out and score 8 for you in a half, that's certainly something that Houlton's used to their advantage to help build the early lead and be able to hang on to it to this point so far.
Go ahead. We talk about the chess match. You know, Coach Smith's been around. He and I went to high school together, played ball together, and went to each other's weddings. But, we talk about Coach Jasper being the worst coach in his family. We can make the same case for Gary Smith. But I'd like to sit at their dinner table, because all 3 of his sons are head coaches, and his son-in-law is the head coach at Nemhall Central in football, and his assistant girls basketball coach. You know, just knowing what adjustments to make to give you some kids a chance. And we talked about that pregame as well. So he'll find a way to keep his kids hanging around. If they can hit some shots, they're going to have a chance to win it.
Yeah, so Justin Smith's at Rock Creek.
Justin's at Rock Creek.
Taylor Smith at ACCHS.
Travis
is at Abilene.
Play Center.
Yep.
Play Center.
And then, of course, Gladstone.
That's at Nemaha Central.
Pretty good tree there. I mean, it's not quite the Andy Reid tree, but Gary Smith's pretty good little tree going.
We got, we'll really go back in time. When we were in high school, Gary and I were on the same team for Jackson Heights, and we lost our first game of the season to Bill Annan. Well, you know anything about Bill Annan? Bill was a girls coach at Washburn Rural, won a couple state titles there. Then he went to Oklahoma State and was associate head coach there, and he's currently at Oral Roberts. We lost our first game to Bill Annan. We lost our last game of the season to Valley Heights and Scott Berger.
Ah.
So between the four of us, we've had a lot of wins and a lot of great times. There's three other great people I got to hang and grow up with a little bit and coach against and coach with. So a little trivia, but
we got to work on Scott Berger becoming a KNZA radio broadcaster, a color analyst like you, because you know he's hanging it up after this year. So
well, that's what a great career he's had. A great guy, just a fine, upstanding individual, and. Saw that Nemaha Central
gave
ball or something like that. Yeah. All the,
pretty good when your rival.
Yeah,
puts that
when your rival puts that highly. I don't know if anybody hates Scott Berger or not. Only anybody dislikes Scott Berger. Just a likable guy, classy.
Well, what a team to have for him, and what is his final year? He's got the number one team in 3A, and I've seen that team numerous times. And the thing that stands out the most is. They only go seven deep. That's about it. They go two off the bench, but their starting five is as good as can be in the state, and they're just so fundamentally sound, and that is a team that can certainly make a run. And they're going to have a tough substate, though, but outside of that, by far and away, Sabetha, again, a two-game lead on both the Wildcats and Perry Lecompton coming into tonight in terms of the Big Seven league race. Those are really the three teams still alive to get a piece of the championship, and Sabetha, their next two games after tonight are going to be Holton and Perry. It'll be Perry next Tuesday and then Holton after that. So, they take care of business tonight, win one of the next two, which, again, they are undefeated and have not lost, but they can clinch themselves an outright league title sometime next week. So that's going to do it for halftime. We're back with you. Third quarter is underway. Wildcats with the ball, first possession. And the lead at 28-19. Here's Kobe Black. He had it knocked away by Isaac. Gathers it up and back out top Schrick. Now here's Lears. Hesitation to Crouch in the corner. Back up to Lears. Now Snyder with it. He was quiet in the first half. Now Crouch, a little pull up and a little bit strong, and a rebound for Hiawatha. So a stop there for the Red Hawks. Can they get a bucket here to start their offensive side of the third quarter? Rocky drives, kicks. Isaac in the corner. In and out. It was a toilet bowl spin. And Lears the rebound and wants to push it up the floor quickly. A little bit strong for Snyder trying to save it, but can't do so. And the Wildcats, who have been good about not turning it over, will turn it over here early in the third.
A little bit too much there. These couple minutes are they going to win these next 2 minutes and make this a real tight game, or is Holton going to win the next 2 minutes and kind of balloon back up a more comfortable lead? This is key right here.
Well, now you see the Wildcats going zone defensively. We saw a lot of man in the first half. Here is Morton, a touch on the block inside, turns on a double team, gets it back to Isaac. Now Boswell on the wing. Keogh spins it into the corner, goes down with Rocky. Nice pass! How about that feed from Ashton Rocky and Isaac on the board for two?
Beautiful. You can't get an easier, better look than that one right there.
28-21, a football score dialed up. 7-point lead here for the Wildcats. They have had that lead slowly kind of dwindle here, really from the early portions of the second quarter. Schrick fires and connects on a left wing triple. 11.
Quick answer by none other than part of the game so far.
Ashton Schrick with now 11 points to lead the Wildcats, and that matches Boswell for the game high. Back to a 10-point lead at 31-21, not quite 2 minutes into this third quarter. Rocky extended out near midcourt. Schrick up top of that zone. Now another good pass inside by Rocky. Morton turns and lays it in through some contact. Jaden Morton for two.
Nice move, but boy, Holton can't allow that pass right in the middle of the lane like that in an easy bucket.
And now Lears just coming up the floor himself, and he decides to can a long three. His second three now with 8 points, and it's 34-23.
Usually you break ankles on a crossover. He broke kid's ankles on a pass fake.
Boswell drives. Here's Keogh trying to answer on a three. No good. Ashton Rocky the rebound to keep the possession alive. Keogh hands it off to Isaac. Flips the top of that zone, a little dump down, trying to find Morton, taken away by Crouch. Good defense. Here's Schrick up the floor, rejected by Keogh.
Got him up.
And Now Rocky gets it into the front court. Nobody said Wolf in a turnover. And Snyder saves it. Both teams are playing a little hot potato with the back-to-back turnovers. And now Hiawatha back with it in the front court. Boswell for three short.
Sorry, Brandon. Both teams going to need oxygen here in a second as well.
Schrick the rebound, his fourth of the game. And Snyder trying to spin in the lane. A little fade and connects on a little jumper. Figured it was going to be time soon for Snyder to get back going. He's got four and a timeout on the floor. It's a 30. As Hiawatha takes it, we'll keep it right here at 4:53 to go in the third. And the Wildcats lead back up to 13 at 36-23.
One thing about Gary Smith's teams, going back to Jackson Heights and was at Wetmore a while as well, but I have not really seen any Gary Smith's coach teams that didn't love at some point to get up and down the floor. Needs to begin the third quarter. Barely over 3 minutes gone by, and I feel like both teams have had like 10 possessions already.
They're trying to move it up the floor quickly. Both teams have turned it over twice in the quarter. Right now the Red Hawks have chipped back to within 7, but now back down 13. A couple of threes by Matt Lears and Ashton Schrick within the last minute or two from the Wildcats, and I think it says a lot how good this Wildcats team can be when Tyson Snyder not usually putting up numbers like he normally would, and yet, you know, you're still up 13 here in the third quarter. So out of the timeout, Red Hawks with it, down 13. Not quite to the halfway point of this third. Morton gets it in the paint, turns, a little one-handed shot, no good. Good rebound and box out there by Crouch. Keep Morton out of the lane and in that possession. Speaking of Crouch, has it at the point. Now Lears thought about it. Into the corner with Schrick. He thought, now we'll try. It's a three. It's short. And a rebound for Ashton Rocky. Hiawatha into the front court with Boswell, far sideline. Now Isaac in the corner. Nearly knocked away by Snyder. Now Keogh deep in the corner. Back up top. It goes to Rocky. And a whistle away from the ball. And a foul. I think on Kobe Black here. As Isaac was cutting through, Black picks up his second. And the first foul on either side of the quarter. As we'll see for the first time tonight, Zachary Kappelman into the game for Hiawatha. Also back in, Brant Barnhill. And also Sam Miller going to check back in. And also Charlie Gilliland going to check in as well. First time we see him tonight for the Wildcats. A 13-point lead at 36-23 as we're now at the halfway point of the third. Here's Barnhill again coming back from an injury. Played a little bit on Tuesday and a little bit tonight. Here's Kappelman, his first touch. Now Boswell on the wing. Up top to Keogh. Takes a step in, and it slipped out of his hands and out of bounds, looking for Rocky and a turnover. A little too much on that pass. Make it now 12 turnovers in the game for Hiawatha. Wildcats back into the front court with Lears. See Hiawatha going back to his here. Both teams have kind of mixed it up. Fair share defensively. Snyder looking for Miller in the paint, knocked away, and Boswell's going to come away with a steal. And good transition defense there by Lears. But Keogh steps into one and drills a triple from the left wing. He's got 8, his fourth made 3 of the year, and it's 36-26. Just under 3:20 to go in this third. The Redhawks hanging around, and now a long pass by Lears to nobody out of bounds and a turnover.
Two straight turnovers here, and I feel like both teams maybe the pace we were at, now getting a little bit tired. I feel like trying to do just a little bit too much here at this point, as all three officials are also getting together to visit about something.
Well, it was thrown out of bounds and a turnover by the Wildcats.
What do they have to talk about?
It looked like it was touched by anybody.
This looks like an NFL. They got to talk about it.
Oh, who the hell? No.
It was a 3 or 2. I think it was talking about a 2.
Oh,
they took
you
a point away from it.
Okay, so Keogh was on the line. So it was not a 3. They take one away. So it's 36-25. So that's what the discussion was. 3:10 to go. Clock moving third quarter. Ethan Morton back into the game. And now Boswell fires and hits another. Cameron Boswell with 14 and 3 threes. And Hiawatha creeping back in. They're within 8 at 36-28. Now Miller had it knocked away in a steal. Another Wildcats turnover.
3 in a row.
Boswell, layup in transition. Left side, he puts it in with the right hand, and he's 16 to lead all scorers in a six-point game at 36-30.
Closest Hiawatha's been since 13-2.
Just coming up on the final 2.5 minutes of this third quarter, and the Redhawks not going away anywhere.
Playing great. Got it to 7 a couple times, and now it's down to 6.
Here is Schrick right side to Snyder. Dumps it inside to Gillilin. Back up to Schrick. Over to Lears, who fires a deep three, and it is good. From the left wing, Matt Lears now with 11 and 3 threes, and a big shot for the Wildcats. Back to a 9-point advantage, 39-30. It's over 2 minutes to go in this third, and now Kappelman is locked in the corner. But they get out of it. Now Rocky gets it back to Barnhill. Straight up top, and he answers with a three. The pace is real, and now a timeout for Hiawatha. Gary Smith takes it after the made three by Barnhill. It's a 30. We'll keep it here. 1:59 to go in this third quarter, and it's 39-33. Or they're going to change it to a full timeout, but regardless, we'll keep it right here anyways. Boy,
that's
Hiawatha
couple,
coming back.
A couple careless turnovers. This has turned into some really fun and exciting basketball. Both teams are playing, I feel like, at a really high level right now.
Yeah, they are. It's postseason basketball time, and you know, the only thing we're really lacking, the play's great. It's just the intensity level doesn't have that do or die to it yet that you get at sub-state. But, you know, both teams are playing extremely hard.
Well, Holton has had some struggles here in the third quarter, possessing the ball. They had just 3 turnovers in the first half, but they have 5 turnovers here in the third quarter. And Hiawatha's made some shots from the outside. Boswell now with 16 in the game. He's got 3 threes. Keogh's hit a big shot. He's got 7. Well, the Redhawks have answered really every punch from the first quarter on, and they have not gone away quietly. And now they're going to show a little bit of pressure here in the full court out of the timeout. The Wildcats with it, and Snyder far sideline, not pressured, gets it into the front court. Wildcats by 6 with the ball. About under 2 minutes to go in this third. The Redhawks going back to a zone. Trick has it up top, left side to Lears. Now to Snyder in the paint with a little bit of muscle and hustle, and puts it up and in through some contact. 6 now for Snyder, makes it 41-33.
Nice thing about the timeout, Coach Tate makes adjustments, puts Snyder in the paint, gets him a faint touch and the score.
Here's a foul on the perimeter against the Wildcats. It's Lears who picks it up. And the Redhawks from the far side of the floor set to throw it in.
We've played 6.5 minutes of basketball. We got 2 fouls.
Well, the officials have let them go here for sure in the third quarter.
Plays so fast nobody can catch up through foul in time.
Here's Connor Kettler, a sophomore, who's in for the first time for Hiawatha tonight. So they've gone pretty deep into their hill caught. Gets it off to Rocky at the top. Under a minute 15 to go. Now Morton and Kettler again up top. A little three-man weave action on the Wildcats man-to-man defense. Kettler on the wing.
In the chess match. Holt comes out of timeout, went man-to-man. After being a 3-2 the whole third quarter.
Now under a minute to go. Lengthy possession here for the Redhawks. Here's Barnhill on the wing. Gets to the elbow. Now kicks it left to Boswell. Now Ethan Morton has it on the wing. Crossing up Schritt. Gets by him. Layup. No good. He missed it off the window too strong. And a rebound for the Wildcats. And they want to push it up the floor to steal. Taken away. It's Connor Kettler. And now gets it off to Boswell. Rocky, good transition defense. Now Kettler fires a corner. 3, it's nothing but net.
Great unselfish ball movement there with the Redhawks in transition.
Just the 7th appearance for the sophomore Kettler. He is now 3-for-3 from three-point range this season. 41-36 to score at 20 seconds to go in the quarter. The Wildcats taking a heavy blow and push here by the Redhawks late in the third. Still 12 seconds to go. Miller dumps it inside to Snyder, knocked away, and it's taken away. Another steal. 6 seconds to go, and an over and back. Kettler caught it midcourt, and he turns it over.
How many Holton turnovers here in the third quarter? I feel like a lot.
That is 7 now.
Sheesh.
After having just 3 in the first half. But the Wildcats will get a chance. 4.6 to go. They're going to throw it in right near midcourt, far side. Lears, 3 seconds, just across midcourt. Now 2, it's a deep 3, it's an air ball, and that takes us to the fourth quarter. But we will all of a sudden have a game going to the final 8 minutes. Holton 41, Hiawatha 36. Hang with us back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Foster Ford and Holton, we know your time is valuable. make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
Holton Family Medicine, now offering weight loss management services with Dr. Lee Schnee, specializing in obesity medicine, now offers weight management and counseling services on nutrition, exercise, behavioral changes, and medication management. Contact Holton Family Medicine to schedule your appointment at 785-364-2126 or visit online for more information at HoltonHospital.com. Holton Family Medicine at Holton Community Hospital. Quality care close to home.
KNZA.
Well, the Redhawks are back in this game after scoring 19 in the first half. They hang up 17 in the third quarter. Now a 41-36 advantage for the Wildcats as we got ourselves a ball game down as we start the fourth quarter. Redhawks with the basketball in the front court. Rocky up top. Man-to-man defense to start here this quarter for the Wildcats. Morton up top. This is Kettler. Now left side to Rocky. Curls back to the point. Stops at the elbow. Right side kick. Boswell short on a three. Fighting for the rebound, and the Wildcats have it. Here's Schrick into the front court. 30 seconds into the fourth quarter. Wildcats leading 41-36. Here's Kobe Black inside, caught around a couple blue jerseys. Snyder fading away in the corner, and a difficult three is good. How about that with a little fade on it? Deep. Now for Snyder, makes it 44-36. Big shot to start the quarter here for the Wildcats. Here's Ethan Morton driving baseline, caught by Schrick. Good defense, trying to find Rocky, able to pick it up. Now this is Barnhill with a ball fake, lost it in the paint, kicked out towards the wing. Body still on the floor. Now a whistle and a tie-up, I believe. And the possession arrow is going to go back to the Wildcats.
Well, Snyder and Lears have made some big threes whenever Hiawatha's threatened to make this closer to a one-possession game. I thought Boswell's shot was pretty good there early in this fourth quarter as well, but it was a little bit short. And I think that could be a factor. Let's watch the shots, see if they are a little bit short. As these two teams leaving it all out of the court tonight. High-energy game throughout.
Yeah, the third quarter definitely had, I think, a little bit more pace than the first half. Now here's Lears, a nice ball fake. Dumps it to Schrick in the corner, who ball fakes. Gets it up top to Black, right side to Snyder, splitting two. Aerial attack, and he is fouled on the layup attempt. And two free throws coming up here for Snyder.
How many free throws has Holton shot tonight? Really, neither team shot many free throws in this game.
This will just be the second and third free throw attempts for the Wildcats here tonight. Black had the first free throw in the first half. They were just one for one at halftime.
Game's had a fun pace. I haven't had a lot of fouls.
No, it has been.
Throws.
It's been
Snyder into double figures after that make. 63% foul shooter. Wildcats leading 45-36 at 6:33 to go. Trying to get it back to 10 and missing a little bit strong. Rebound for the Redhawks. One for two trip there by Snyder. Here is Rocky. Blocked at the rim by Snyder. Get it out of there, he said. And Crouch able to gather the miss. And now the Wildcats push. Snyder in the corner. Caught by a double. Now Lears up top. Deep NBA range. Three. And again, Matt Lears from downtown with 14 and now four triples. And it's 48-36. Lead back to 12.
Great quick ball movement there. And Lears with unlimited range.
An impressive night for Matt Lears. And now he knocks one away in a steal. Here is Snyder, lost it in the air. And they're going to say last touch by Snyder out of bounds. And the Redhawks somehow get the possession back and nothing doing there. Eric Tate not pleased with that call by the official. I think wanted either a foul or even not. Thought maybe it was knocked out by a Redhawk, but the official says otherwise. So we stay 48-36 at 5:45 to go in the game. Redhawks still got some time, and they've had it to within six.
5-1.
At five as well, but right now down 12. Now here's Ethan Morton. Nice little fake. Corner Rocky for three. That one is off. No good. Rebound for Matt Lears.
Wild has been cold for about the last two. Well, actually, since the start of the fourth quarter.
Lears picks it up on the wing. Up top to Schrick. Left side to Snyder. Looking inside. Black gets it short corner left. Dumps it back up top to Schrick. Moves left. Now a nice little rifle pass. Black shot. Good. And the foul. Toby Black with an and-one opportunity. But how about the feed for Schrick inside?
Really nice pass by Ashton, continuing one of his best games of the year. And Kobe's working on one of his career offensive nights here as well.
Barnhill picks up the foul, his second. Kobe Black, 7 points, 3 rebounds here tonight. Made the lone free throw in the first half, now 2 for 2 at the line, and has 8. 51-36, and just like that, it's back to 15. And with 5 minutes to go, the Redhawks need to start gathering some buckets and gathering some stops.
Need to find Boswell is what they need to do.
There is Barnhill with it up top. Wildcats going man-to-man. Now Kettler with it in the corner. Dribbles out towards the wing. Back up top to Morton. Schrick bumping him a little bit. Works it back into the corner with Barnhill. Guarded by Crouch. Clock down to 4:41 left. Boswell gets it from the perimeter. Drives inside. A whistle and a kicked ball. And that's going to save the possession for Hiawatha, it looks like. Looks like Holton had picked up the steal, trying to get off the other way, but off a foot, and a kick ball.
That's a break, because Holton was about to have a break away at the other end.
You don't want to get yourself more than you are right now at 15, at now just 4.5 minutes to go. The clock is starting to run a little bit thin here for the Redhawks.
There's Boswell.
In and out, missing a deep right wing three, chasing it down. It's Kettler in the corner to keep it alive. So big offensive rebound. Can they convert? Rocky has it with 4:20 to go. Drives, kicks, Boswell right wing, and reaching around from behind is Lears. Now, just 5 total fouls called here in the second half. So both teams, plenty of fouls to give down the stretch. Hiawatha down 51-36. Just a couple minutes ago, they were down by just 5, but the Wildcats with a strong push here to try to help put this game away late. Here is Morton with a drive, banks it in with the right hand, a floater with some English, and a big bucket chance for 3.
Iwata's got some young players. I mean, this, Boswell sophomore, this Ethan Morton kid's really impressed me tonight just with his tenacity and aggressiveness. Young players really contributing great minutes here for Coach Smith tonight.
And the free throw good by Morton. He's now got 5 in the game, makes it 51-39, or correction, now with 6 in the game. A 12-point lead for the Wildcats. Here's Snyder driving, kicks it back out. Right side on the wing here with Lears. Wildcats don't need to be in any kind of a hurry.
Don't need to be fancy.
No. It's time to go back where they started the ball game. That's paint touches. Wildcats have to go man.
Yeah, I would think at some point they switch it up. They got fouls to give, so they can certainly be aggressive. No teams really either side in foul trouble. But you expect maybe Mann switching up and trying to get some steals here late. But Lears with a ball fake, and they call him for a travel. Well, they get the stop. They don't get a steal, but Wildcats turn it over with a travel by Lears. And now 3:22 left in the game. Redhawks get it back down 12, 51-39.
Iowa only has 1 timeout left. Holton has 5. Coach Tate has not called a timeout all night. So something to keep in mind there, just 1 left for the Hawks.
Here is Ethan Morton up top with it at the point. Passing it to Barnhill on the wing left. Gets a ball screen from Morton. Now Kettler has it. Back up top to Ethan Morton. Puts it on the dribble. Knocking down a body. Splits a couple defenders. Kicks it to Barnhill in the corner. Might have been partially blocked by Black. And a rebound for Schrick. Now Lears will slow the tempo with under 3 to go. And his team up by 12.
I think this official appreciates the slow another tempo.
Yeah. Dan says, I need a blow.
Here's Snyder in the corner. Gets it back out to the wing. Now Black in the corner left. Up top to Lears. In no hurry by the Wildcats right now. You hear Wildcats changing things up. And another missed dunk by Snyder inside off the Black feed. Wow.
He's missed 3 dunks this week.
I was going to say, that's kind of one of them things. This is, dunk's nice. But boy, 2 points is huge in this game right now.
Well, great passing, too, to get
it. It was.
Look.
Well, now the Wildcats have it back. A whistle and a timeout's going to be called. Justin just mentioning the timeouts there that Holton had. And finally, Eric Tate's going to take one here. It's a full timeout. We'll take one as well. 2:17 left in the game. Wildcats trying to hold on. 51-39 their lead. Back after this on KNCA.
The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company was established in 1871 and is the oldest state-chartered bank in Kansas. The M&J Banks are a branch of the Bank of Blue Valley, offering commercial, business, and personal banking while allowing you to manage your finances around the clock with anytime banking featuring online and mobile options. The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company. Stop by branch locations in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or log on to mjbtrc.com. Member FDIC.
KNZA.
Wildcats trying to hold on and improve to 5-0 on their home floor this season. 51-39, they hold a 12-point lead over Hiawatha, but just 2:17 left in the game. Our game tonight presented by Rainbow Communications. Find them at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in Northeast Kansas. Brandon, Colin, Justin, John, Cameron, and Eli all with you tonight. Of course, the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show will follow all of our area action on the MSC Sports Radio Network. We're down to just a couple shows left, and hard to believe at this point that Substate is looming large in a couple of weeks.
I just wish 3A, 2A, maybe even 1A can figure it out like 4A in the past and start seeding that east and west from 1 to 16.
And it's a change for sure.
I wish they'd done that 20 years ago.
Wildcats trying to keep the possession. Good hustle here by Caden Morton, and it comes away with a steal. So the Redhawks do force a turnover. And trying to keep it alive, Kappelman to Keogh, back to Isaac up top. Kappelman, ball fake, gets in the paint, difficult floater, no good. Tipped in the air, rebound Lears, and he is fouled with 1:52 to go.
I'm not sure that's the shot for Hiawatha on that possession. It was just going to the basket, but it definitely wasn't an easy look pretty quick in the possession.
Just a third team foul for Hiawatha. So, again, they got some to give. They can certainly be aggressive if they want to. Probably will. Of course, down 12 and a minute 52 to go. They're going to show some pressure here in the full court as Lears is set to throw it in. Wildcats got to go the full length of the floor. Lears directing some traffic a little bit over the top. Snyder gets it near midcourt, pushing away off Rocky, trying to split through a couple. Morton able to back out and get it back to Lears. Down to 1:45. Rocky closing in on Lears. Crouch sets a high ball screen. Here's Schrick working it around in the paint. Stops in there. Picks it back to Snyder working to the free throw line. Dumps it down. A lot of contact. Throws it off the window. He wanted an and-one. But regardless, he'll get two. Makes it 53-39 at 1:25 to go.
Yeah, two more than he got his previous shot attempt.
Yeah, no lie.
Be happy with that right now.
Out by 14. And that wasn't a pretty shot at all.
And now here's a timeout full called here by Hiawatha with 1:16 left in the game. We'll go ahead and keep it right here. 53-39 as the Wildcats appear to be holding on. Just 76 seconds remaining in this game.
Hiawatha's final timeout right here as well. So this will empty Coach Smith's pocket.
Wildcats have three in double figures tonight. Matt Lears with 14. He's at four threes. Ashton Schrick has 11. Snyder with 12. Boswell leading the Redhawks with 16. And then you got David Keogh with 7. So not much outside of Boswell tonight. And that's been kind of a staple this year. The sophomore of the Redhawks has a season high of 24. And he's averaging 13 a game.
Kobe's only 2 points shy of 10. I don't think Holton's had four guys in double digits this year in a game, but they're pretty close to that. That's some of the better balance they've had really in a game this season.
Now, do you see this Wildcats team as a potential team that could make it towards the state tournament?
A lot of seniors, a lot of experience, a lot of athleticism, guys that can shoot. You know, they kind of hit a lull. You look at their non-league games, despite some of those being against some larger schools in competition, but non-league games, they're only 2-4. So they've done good in the Big Seven, but just needing that consistent energy and kind of maybe a team starting to find their identity a little bit in a more steady lineup here down the stretch.
Well, the Redhawks have it out of the timeout. They need a lot of help here, and now Rocky is called for a travel as he's bumped in the lane and thought a charge was going to be called, but nonetheless, Redhawks turn it over. Keogh, Morton, and Isaac, three-man swap here for the Redhawks, but they're down to just 68 seconds left, and they're down 14. Seven combined fouls here in the second half. 4-3, Holton with the four of those seven fouls. As Snyder works it into the front court, gets it off to Lears, dives in from the left wing all the way underneath, left his feet. Now they get it back up top to Black. Black hands it off to Lears, right side on the wing, as we're now at 51 seconds and counting, and now everything's running out of time here for the Redhawks because a lot of time is coming off, and now there's the whistle and the foul.
You still have two more free fouls to get before they can put Holton at the line.
It's Keough with the foul, his second. And now here comes the three-man change, as now Holton's going to burn a timeout.
I don't know why the three-man change on defense. Yeah, Holton's not shooting free throws here yet.
See, 53-39 lead for the Wildcats, just down to 45 seconds to go. Mentioned a little bit ago, don't forget, it's got the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show coming up here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Once all of our area broadcasts are done throughout, get you caught up on all the scores from the area. And as you look at the Big 7 standings, girls side, Nemaha Central, they got a three-game lead on the pack with just four to go. So, well, at least, and saw they were up big on Perry earlier tonight, so they look like they were about to move to 11-0, which means they would at least at worst have a share of their sixth straight league title. Sabetha had a two-game lead on both Holton and Perry coming into tonight on the boys' side. Had no update on the Sabetha game, but, again, they're in a prime spot to win the Big 7 this season. Another whistle and a foul out of the timeout. This one on Rocky, his second.
You ask about Holton making a run in Sub-State. To answer your question directly, I would say yes. But here's the other thing I'd say. This Hiawatha team tonight, the way they're playing, this does not look like a three-win team. I mean, they're in danger of having to face Sabetha in the first round of Sub-State, I think. But, man, the way they've played tonight, it's certainly not what you'd expect from a team that's only won three games this year.
You're exactly right. And it's one of those, you know, again, coaches adapt, players adapt, and they get better in the second half of the season. You saw it with the Hiawatha girls. And, you know, the thing about Holton is on the boys' side, if they're going to try, they got a shot at hosting the first round. And with the way that 4A, 5A, and 6A now do seeding, you should have a game you should conceivably win your first round, your first opponent. And then it's a one-game season. It's a one-game toss-up game, and you know, you go to the higher seed, which is probably going to be somebody besides not at Holton, but, you know, it could be an Atchison as well. So it's just one of those things, and it's
part of the crowd. Timeout. How about Crouch? A little bit of touch there underneath. Six now for Crouch. That pretty much puts it away. 55-39 with 30 seconds to go, but a three by Kappelman is good. And there's the foul at 26 seconds to go. It's now back to a 55-42 lead for the Wildcats. That's the final foul to give there for Hiawatha as Boswell picked up his second. Lears gets it in. Right back, and there's the foul right at midcourt. And a 1-1 coming up here for Matt Lears. The first free throw attempt tonight for Matthew Lears. 14 points, 4 threes, 3 rebounds as well. He's been very solid piece.
Best game Matthew's had on offense here in a few weeks.
It's been a fun high school basketball game. It's well played on both sides.
And short on the free throw attempt. So Hiawatha down to 18 seconds to go. They get it to Morton in the front. Foul against Schrick. That's his first. Team foul number 5. So there's 15 seconds left in the game. Again, the Wildcats about to put the finishing touches on another win.
Trick just wanted one more stat to add to his phenomenal line tonight.
Kappelman a quick trigger. In and out, no good. It spun out. Snyder the rebound. Will Hiawatha call off the dogs? They won't. And Ethan Morton will pick up the foul, and that'll put Tyson Snyder at the line for a 1-1. So again, Snyder was cold, just 2 in the first half, but he's up to 12. A chance for maybe one or two more at the line. The Big 7th leading scorer entering this week at 19.9 points per game. As athletic as they come at 6'2". And the senior high off the heel, hits the heel again. No good. Parker Crouch, an offensive rebound, and he sticks it up and in. Now that's going to put the finishing touches on this one. As Morton fires deep, no good, and that is the ball game. And we're going to have ourselves a split tonight as the Holton boys winning the nightcap over Hiawatha, 57-42. We'll recap it when we come back. Our postgame is next. It's brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Talk about it more when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice, education, business administration.
And pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Visit your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, Don Fate in Holton.
Citizens State Bank in Hiawatha is your hometown bank. We offer professional, personalized banking services that include deposit accounts, loans, IRAs, trust services, and much more. Our bank has up-to-date technology so you can bank from home or on the go. We take pride in helping our customers achieve their banking goals. Call us or stop in anytime to see what we can do for you. Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
KNZA.
I'm back with you one final time here tonight across the MSC Sports Radio Network, Hiawatha Holton Channel, of course, here on KNZA 103.9. Appreciate everyone tuning in, however you may have tuned in tonight. We appreciate it very much. Again, one final time, Brandon, Colin, Justin, John, Cameron, and Eli. As it's a split here in the Big 7, Hiawatha girls victorious in Game 1 against the Holton Wildcats, 49-33. And then the Wildcat boys in the nightcap, 57-42, dominant fourth quarter as they were able to hold off a flurry by the Redhawks. They got it back to within 5 going into the fourth quarter, but a 16-6 advantage for Holton in the fourth and final quarter put the game away. They win it by 15. Now moving to 11-6 overall. It's their third straight win, and now 9-2 in Big 7 league play. That keeps their hopes of a potential Big 7 league title alive, but still needing a lot of help there. Redhawks dropped to 3-14. They are now 1-10 in Big 7 league play. Now 5 straight losses for the Redhawks. Also, they have lost 10 of their last 11 after this one here tonight. Before we dive into the numbers, Justin, quick thoughts. Again, a big fourth quarter for Holton. Had to kind of weather the storm a couple of times by the Redhawks. They certainly didn't make it easy down the stretch, but a big fourth quarter put it away.
Only thing I was going to add for Holton that, you know, is an encouraging sign is that, you know, they go to Riverside on Tuesday, but they have Perry and Sabatha both at home to end the regular season. So obviously those will be really tough games, but having them both at home, and Holton now 5-0 at home this season, they've played well here. They haven't played here a whole lot. But I think that, you know, not only keeps them in the Big 7 league race, but having both those games at home in the regular season could be a good boost.
Yeah, it's not a mathematically, or they're not mathematically eliminated yet from the title chase. But again, we're just looking at Sabatha undefeated, how good they've played. It's just going to be hard to imagine Sabatha drops two of their final three games. But they do play Sabatha and Perry, who are the two teams right behind them. So certainly some good competition, and saw Perry and Sabatha play earlier this year to a three-point game. So certainly anything can happen, but the Wildcats, with their third straight win, now 11-6 and 9-2. Let's run through the numbers in this game tonight. Three and double figures for the Wildcats. Matt Lears had 4 threes. He finished with 14 points. He added 3 rebounds. 12 points and 5 rebounds from Tyson Snyder. They also got 11 and 5 from Ashton Schrick. 8 points from Kobe Black. They also got 8 from Parker Crouch, and then 4 points from Sam Miller. Redhawks were led in scoring by Cameron Boswell. He had 16, the lone Redhawk, in double figures tonight. They also got 7 from David Keough, 6 and 4 from Ethan Morton, 4 rebounds. They got 3 apiece from Connor Kettler, Zachary Kappelman, and they also got 2 points apiece from Malachi Isaac and also Caden Morton. Redhawks had 18 turnovers. They hit 6 threes, had 15 rebounds, and made all 4 of their free throw attempts. Wildcats on the other side, 12 turnovers, 20 rebounds. They made 6 threes tonight. 5 of those threes were made in the second half. They made 3 out of 6 from the free throw line. All right, it's now time to announce our player to bank on. It's our player of the game. It's brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. As, again, pretty balanced for the Wildcats across the board. And you two, John and Justin, more close-knit to this group. And I'll let you kind of settle the debate as far as who the player of the game is going to be here for Holton tonight. Again, 3 in double figures.
Well, the nice problem to have is Holton's got a plethora of guys we can choose from. I mean, Parker Crouch had his typical solid game to give him some scoring punch. Kobe had a great, especially start the first half. Matt Lears finally kind of came out of his funk, scored some points. But, I think my money goes on Ashton Schrick tonight. It wasn't just a huge energy boost to this team. Did a lot of things well, steals, deflections, assists, just a complete game from Ashton Schrick tonight. So that's my choice.
I agree.
Yeah.
Couldn't have said it better.
Yeah, he took a charge in the first half, played good defense, had some steals, assists, doing a little bit of everything, finishing with 11 points and 5 rebounds, and that's after coming into the game averaging just 4 points and 2 rebounds per game. So a big night for Ashton Schrick. Getting the start, 11 points and 5 rebounds. Again, pretty balanced across the board, but our player of the game. Again, it's brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. So as we take a look ahead for both of these teams, the final 3 games coming up here in the next week and a half for